Diplôme de compétences en langue. Code AG061416. Session du vendredi 6 juin 2014.
Well, certainly if I had the Prime Minister in front of me right now, I'd say, at the moment, cancel, defer it, do whatever you need to do, but for goodness sake, get it right. And right now, cancelling would be the right thing to do. Cancelling would be the right thing to do, given the state of the nation.
If he was here right now, I would tell him that he should absolutely immediately cancel this project, fundamentally review it. Anyone who works in business, in commerce, would be expected to present a plan which had been thought through and had far more answers with a lot more rigour than this one has. And on that basis, he should stop immediately. Stop immediately.
I'd beg him to give me an explanation as to why we're going ahead with this line when it is economically, environmentally disastrous. Disastrous.
If I could speak to David Cameron, I would say to him, how dare you do this to us? How dare you do this to us?
I would say, look at my children and look at their circumstances and have some humanity about the way you're conducting yourself.
The HS2 is a very, 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 very bad idea. Very bad.
The whole thing's been conducted in a totally unethical way.
We're in debt already. This country's in debt. So why make the situation worse?
I've always voted Tory and always believed that they would run the country in a logical way. I can't see any logic to HS2. I can't see any logic to HS2.
If this thing happens, it will kill this estate. It really will kill this estate.
Enregistrement B.
Yes, tie, it's crucial. Yeah, I think
he's the Australian who delivered the 2012 Olympics. Next challenge for Sir David Higgins, delivering the £43 billion HS2. He was in Birmingham today among friends, the leaders of big cities like Birmingham, Sheffield and Manchester, who agree with him that prosperity in the southeast will travel north up the high-speed rail line.
Business is too concentrated in London. You need to distribute that wealth further north. So when we have less than 40 minutes from Birmingham International through to York, those connections are going to transform how this not only relates to London, but it'll transform how the north talks to each other.
A college to train the engineers who build the line could be sited here at Washwood Heath alongside the HS2 hub. No decision yet, says Sir David, but Birmingham's leader says it's all to play for.
Have a look at France and have a look at Germany and see what's happened when high-speed lines have been introduced there. You've got a network of high-speed lines in Germany and in France, and that's helped to balance the economies of those countries. It will happen here also in England.
It's here at Curzon Street that HS2 would arrive in Birmingham city centre. But should we be looking at this as less of a gateway, more of a bridge spanning a north-south divide? Not according to this opponent of HS2, the line would run within yards of his Staffordshire home, slashing its value at a stroke.
I think a majority of the business will go down to London and create more wealth down there. I accept that some of the cities may gain a little bit, but the areas like North Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent are looking to lose millions of pounds out of the economy.
And what of the towns rather than the big cities? In Stafford, they're far from convinced.
There's a real fear in shire districts like Stafford Borough that we'll actually lose out as a consequence of HS2. Investment will go to Birmingham, Manchester and Leeds, maybe at the expense of Stafford.
Those for and against remain as divided as ever. The bill to build HS2 has still to clear Parliament. With his Olympic background, Sir David Higgins understands this is a marathon, not a sprint. Giles Latcham, BBC Midlands Today, Birmingham.